So, meditation, announcements and wins. And here, part three, having been so well energetically set up in part one, part two, it was so far beyond what you would think, you know, ticky boxes of, you know, wins and a meditation were already well underway about how do we set up, how do we look at our previous quarter? How do we set up our next quarter? You guys have already done the work. And now when I say, well, all right, of course, we already talked about that in different ways. And I love it when it comes up like that. Because then it's real, then it's grounded. It's not, I don't care about head knowledge, right? Can we feel it and actually enact it instead of just lip service to something, who cares, right? So what we're going to do from here, we'll do some training. We'll have some time, I hope, for laser coaching. And obviously, always when there's not, we've got those Q&A times. When there's time for that laser coaching, post a question. You just say, Michelle, I want some laser coaching on what we did last time. You know, like, why do I want that? Tell me why, you know, would it give me some background, but we have the time and space to do that. All right. So we'll see what we do today. And helping to the essence of this, I asked you to finish off that assignment of your vision. You know, what's your 1-year vision? What's your 3-year vision? What's your love your life vision? And let go of any, if you have any pieces where you feel like, oh man, I didn't do that, or I should have done it better. Like, let that editor go. Whatever you've got is perfect. You go, what vision? Don't worry about it. If you've worked it for weeks, all perfect. Like, doesn't, and anywhere in between. But the intentionality here is that we have a vision. It's something you're headed for that is your life that you love. Remember Heidi's comment about, oh, do you love it? Right. And I said that applies to our not only our quarter, but our quarter, you know, our vision, stage one. If we don't have a vision, how are we ever going to get there? Stage one. Once we have that vision, I've given you a couple of different levels of that, 1 year, 3 year, the love your life vision. And remember from the vision retreat, and create your vision retreat. If you haven't been there, I'm not going to repeat that 3.5 hours of training, right? But the vision isn't just these things even. We often think of it like that. I need my 1-year vision and that's it. And we hold tight to that vision and is a way of life. I talked about that deeply in that training. So go back to that training. It's how I go on my walk. It's how we do everything. I've given you a couple of them to pull out. So we have some markers in our lives and our companies, right? So let's take, for example, your 1-year vision. Well, if you have a vision that you truly love, again, reference the create your vision 3.5 hours. You have a vision that you truly love and it doesn't belong to somebody else. It belongs to you and you really want to get there. And it's a stretch, but it's not a pipe dream. I'm going to make $1 billion tomorrow, or I'm going to, you know, save the planet from hunger the day after next Tuesday. You know, you're not going to, those things I'm trying to give examples you probably won't believe, right? But stretch. So you have that vision and it really is yours and you really love it. Again, reference work we've already done. Then what are you going to do in these next 3 months to make that happen? Not only because you're trying to get to this, you know, place later on, but how are we playing? I think of Jonathan's boyish joy. It really does feel like that. Like, you look like a boyish. That's the best way I could put it. You know, like, you know, and there's so many nods around the room. You're all seeing that. And Jonathan, you too, right? So it's not just so that we get there someday. It feels different right here. Jonathan, with thinking about July 15th, feels entirely different today and last night, right? So how do we align that vision? Make sure first that it's our own. And then what are we doing in these next 3 months? And the thing is, when we're off track on that, well, I'm for the next 3 months, I'm going to do things that I hate for people that I hate and in work that I hate. And now I'm going to try to make, but I want that vision. Like, you can hear the mismatch, right? Even though it's easy to say, actually doing it is a whole other level of finesse, right? But I want at least the structure of it because it's so easy to miss it. And my goodness, can I tell you this piece? Yeah, so I'll tell you this piece. I was sitting with several years ago with a couple of dear friends at the back of an event where the trainer at the front of the room was doing a piece related to this. It wasn't the same teaching, but it was related to this. And one of my friends in the back row was going like, I don't even understand what she's talking about. What's this about vision and how it aligns with what you're doing now? She literally couldn't understand. But it's something that she has so mastered. Our other friend started to tell her, really, you get this, really, you get this. And the friend who wasn't getting it, she said, do you mean this? And she pulled out this triple color coded, you know, she was already doing it so much that she couldn't even see it. No, you know, and this is tied to that. And, you know, like it's just all like totally had it. That is not most of us. I can't pull that out for you myself. Here's my triple, you know, color coded and you're right. But can we get better at this? Because most of the audience wasn't getting it because they were so off on it. It's like, well, here's my vision. But today I got to do all this stuff that has nothing to do with the vision because, and whatever comes after because Jonathan, I see you nodding, right? Like, you know, that's you owning your vision. Well, I'm going to go have my, yeah, this is my own company, but I can't because, right? So that's the mismatch that we're trying to let go of. And instead, here's the vision. Here's what I'm doing this quarter. I'm going for it. The essence of it is that simple to say, but then we want to actually do that. Making sense about what this call is about. If you even understood those words, like I've got my vision. I'm going to set myself up for this quarter to aim for this vision because my life feels better now. And also that's how I get to where I'm going because I'm on a path. That's the essence of today. All right. Any questions about that or any confusion? Did you hear what I said? Because I know sometimes I was speaking quickly. Again, is I have this vision and it's mine and I love it. And then I have a vision of my 3 months. Quarterly planning is just a 3 month vision. And those two things are aligned so I can know what to do today. Any lack of clarity on that? Clear? Okay, really good, really good. So I wanted, like I said, I want to do a little bit of training to start. And just to help us set this up. We've got the overall goal. See, even this call has that. We want to have a vision. This call has a vision, right? And then what are we doing in this next little chunk that will get us to that vision? Visioning happens always and being on track like that happens always, even in training here, right? So I want to do a little bit of training that will help us set this up. You're going to hear some echoes of what we're just talking about. And then I want us to have time for you to start doing this in the call. And then you can follow up, not on Monday, remember, we won't have the Q&A call Monday. We'll have one Tuesday. We'll have one Wednesday. Tuesday is about big self offers and sales. Wednesday is about vision this week. And instead of Monday, Wednesday. So remember to fill in the job form, ask your questions. We've got instructions about that, multiple different places and in Slack and so on, right? So first thing I want to talk about, we've already got there. Like Heidi was saying, do you love it? Remember that piece? Or stuff happens like with Marie, but what do we do with that so that we actually rise to the occasion and create win-win-wins? So what we want to build in for our for the quarter that's coming for the next 3 months, and this is perfect timing for it, that starts tomorrow, right? January, March, first quarter, April, May, June. It took me a while to think like that. I tend to think in semesters from all my years at university, right? I have to add it on my fingers when I think about a quarter, right? It's July, August, September. What do I actually want for that quarter of the year? And it starts tomorrow. Perfect timing, right? And one of the things we want to build is being able to create, to be empowered by seemingly disempowering things. Oh, I don't need to do a bunch of training on that. Heidi, Marie, got it? Like what Heidi said, what Marie said. Like such strong examples. And we've seen other examples here too, from others, just even on this call. But those are two such beautiful examples. The client at the retreat wasn't what I thought. That my uncle's will wasn't what I thought. We bump into stuff. And outside of this room, outside of us together, often out there, we bump into stuff and we go, well, I guess it wasn't for me. Well, I guess I can't have my own company, or, well, I guess it doesn't work out. Well, I've got to think smaller. Well, and then we don't have a hold of either the vision or the quarter. If that makes sense to you, raise your hand. We bump into stuff and then we recoil. We don't get there. Yeah, y'all got it. That's 100% in the room. Good. Okay. So we want to build in what I like to call, you know, it's a superpower, like bigger than any obstacle. And you saw Heidi and Marie demonstrating that. So we want to do that about the quarter when we're looking back on what happened, for instance. I want to start there. And then when we're building the next quarter, but when we look back on what happened, Heidi and Marie gave us a wonderful example because that happened for both of them in this past quarter. And they could easily say, wow, can you imagine the different stories they could have told? But they looked back on this quarter. I could not, like, thank you, Heidi and Marie, thank you, universe, for giving us a powerful demonstration of this. So you already heard it. they created a very different picture of that previous quarter. Reminds me of, you know, Heidi and the previous version of Heidi. You've seen me do that training before, right? And thank you, Heidi. Carly. Thank you, Carly, for that, right? Previous version of Carly. And how do I look back on that previous version of ourselves? Marie looked back, Heidi looked back, and found an empowering story out of whatever was there. And this is so important. And I don't mean either happy face on empty gas gauge. Marie said, okay, if I push, just push or just use, yeah. Marie didn't go, I'm so happy that she, you know, she didn't start out there, probably. I'm so happy that this person came to me with that. Like, she wasn't being fake. She wasn't pretending. She was really moving through it. Make sense? Not happy face on empty gas gauge. And also not shying away from whatever it was that happened. But also learning from that for what's going into the future. We could see Marie and Heidi in different ways doing that. What do I want to grab or hold from this and bring it into my future? In this case, the next quarter. Does that make sense? We saw them both doing that. They might not have named it in that way, but we saw them doing that. So we want to build that ability to be empowered by what could be disempowering things when we hold a disempowering story about it. We want to let go of the editors about whatever happened. What happened, happened. Jonathan, are you feeling, can I use you for example in this? Yeah, thank you. So Jonathan could say, geez, you know, I should have started my company on June 1st or whatever, randomly, right? And could spend the rest of his life saying that, whatever the random date is. It's not about that. Like, Jonathan's been working toward this and is actually doing it. He's got the date on the calendar. So, you know, if he'd had that notion, which he didn't, but let's say he did. It was June 1st and he missed it. And he goes, wow, geez, you know. Or he could follow like the energy that he's shown in this call. And then Marie and Heidi and actually know this is beautiful. So how do we create that? And from different parts of what we do, transmutation, right? Transmutation. We take what our editor says. And in that, we can find our core values. We can see some of Marie's and Heidi's core values here, for instance, right? So we take that, what the editor is saying, turn it into our core values. We bring closure to whatever it was, right? We could see Heidi doing that, for instance. She's not going like some people, for instance. I don't know. I mean, it happens out there. Heidi, can I go to your story? Some people would try contesting the will, get into an argument for the next 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Create an even deeper disempowering story and build on the disempowering story. Heidi is bringing closure instead to what's happened, good or bad, right? Jonathan too, it's like there's a kind of closure or wrapping a bow on a beautiful dinner. Whatever's happened, can we be at peace and in love with what that quarter was? Just like we do with Shavasana and the meditation today. What did I love about this? What did I love about this? Not happy face on empty gas gauge, so that we set ourselves up for success in the next quarter. How do we complete that last quarter? How do we find what we love? And also, you know, so what did I accomplish? What did I not accomplish? And why? What are you proud of? What have you learned? You know, what do you want to let go of? What do we want to take with you into the next quarter? We've seen lots of examples of this in the first part. Am I making sense? So we want to finish off that last quarter well. If this makes sense to you, raise your hand. It's so obvious that we miss it. Let me beat myself up for that one goal that I missed. Now let me try to envision this, but I don't really believe I'm going to get there because I don't like what happened before. That's how many people envision. Not here. Perfect examples. You know, Heidi and Marie. And again, I think of Jonathan's, you know, boyish joy around the dinner, for instance, right? And what that means. And also Diane's like connection about the joy of what's lying around on the shop room floor. It's like gathering energy for the next quarter, for example, right? And many other things that have been said in the community as well, right? In your wins and what you have to share, but coming to a good place from what that last quarter was. All right. For instance, in your last quarter, you might be going, for many of you, I joined the Love Your Life community. That happened in the last quarter. That's a big deal. Celebrate that, right? You've been envisioning in new ways. Fantastic. Celebrate that. some of you, you've created your new offer. You started to offer it. Celebrate that. You know, like, what is it that you love about that last quarter? And then a couple more pieces about finishing off that last quarter. Do I even know what my quarterly goal was? What was I trying to accomplish that quarter? And at this point, you might not know actually, but from here, you'll know that you can know that. Make sense? How do I know I've got there if I didn't know where I was headed? So just like all the work that we've done around vision, you can think about that for your quarter as well. So did I do it? Do I know what my quarterly goal was? What did I really want to accomplish? And then did I do it, and why or why not? And so be gentle with yourself and create a life that's on course. So it's not overly gentle. It's more like happy face on an empty gas gauge, fooling oneself. If we go, well, let's take the gym. Let's take something out of business for a minute. I've always wanted to do a chin-up. Let's say it's your life goal, for instance, right? I had that many years ago. And I know this really, really matters to me. And I have a big why for it. And I have only sat on the couch eating bonbons all week long. And I didn't even look up the name of a gym, right? When I say gentle with oneself, I don't mean, sometimes we almost like find excuses for ourselves too, right? And I do want to name this because I want to help you have a life on course for you. I don't mean beat oneself up in this room. That's probably going to be the tendency accidentally, right? So it's like, be gentle with yourself. But also it gets hard to continue being gentle with ourselves when we do that. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's like, well, I'm going to look at the last quarter. I know I had that goal. I know it used to be really important to me to do this chin up at the gym. And I didn't call the gym. I didn't talk to a friend who likes to go to the gym. I sat on the couch and ate bonbons and I gained 50 pounds this month. But it's okay because I didn't really want that anyway. Or it's okay because, well, that's what everybody else does. Can you hear that I'm kind of making excuses around it and I'm kind of skirting around it in a way that Heidi and Marie didn't? And then if I keep doing that month after month after month and quarter after quarter, is it going to be easier to be gentle with myself or harder a year from now and then 5 years from now, right? So I'm trying to build resilience, help you build resilience and help you build a real gentleness, not the surface gentleness that comes from happy face on empty gas gauge. If you're hearing the difference, because this is so important, raise your hand. Just want to see, did I find the words to say it? Yay, 100%. Great. But being gentle with myself, but did I do it? Why or why not? Just notice. And let's say I notice that at the end of that quarter, it's like, well, I sat on the couch eating bonbons, but I'm learning something about myself. I'm really, really afraid of this goal. So afraid that I've been paralyzed and I've gained 50 pounds sitting on the couch, but I'm going to go. I've got a counselor now because I thought it was a weight loss program that I needed or whatever it was, or a trainer, but I really need a psychologist or whatever it is, or I need help with my empowering story because I've just been paralyzed with fear. But could that quarter actually be a win? And that takes something into the next quarter, right? And so I'm just not going to do that again, maybe if it was that strong. And what I'm going to do instead, I'm going to have even 1 hour this month where I'm tending to my body. 1 hour the whole month, like that would be forward progress, you know. So that quarter, to have realness about it, to actually face what was there, to be gentle with oneself, and then to set what comes from here and create a life that's on course. All right. Jot down your biggest aha about the last quarter. So how we fall in love with our last quarter. Jot down your biggest aha. All right, and finish up that sentence. I know that's just a moment, but it gives you a breath to collect your thoughts and you can come back to that. I suggest that you do at a later time. Nothing bad will happen if you stop mid-sentence. It's okay. I'd like to hear at least one of these, just a sentence or two, just briefly. There's so much more I want to share with you today. What's opening for you now from this about how we look at that last quarter? So I want to hear what you're hearing. Who would like to share? Yeah, Anna Maria, thank you.
I think for me, it spoke very deeply, knowing more about myself on why I did do things or did not do things.
Mm-hmm. We have to have the capacity to look and to be real. And sometimes people mistake work about empowering stories, thinking, I'm just going to go around with a happy face on an empty gas cage. It's not what we're doing here. I'm not going to sit on the couch eating bonbons and then tell myself that I really liked that when I didn't. But there's, again, Heidi and Marie showed us such a great and beautiful way where they worked through their stories about what had happened and actually worked for it and found it. And then we can be honest with ourselves. I did do this or I didn't do this. So we can chart a life and a company on course for what we want. Exactly, it's about knowing ourselves. In the yoga tradition, we call that svadhyaya. It's like self-study, and it's important for yogis, it's important for entrepreneurs. Can I actually just look and see? Can I look and see? And I wanted to do that connection, for instance, for you, Jonathan, when you said, it was amazing. I want to know that you brought that amazingness there. Right? That's looking back on that last quarter and what I did and didn't do, and you are doing things that are producing that life happiness. And yes, your friends were there and they were showing up in the way they did, but you know, it's a dance together. I get it. But did I do it? Did I not do it? What am I doing? Am I on course? I can be honest and also find that empowering story. Fantastic. Yes. All right. Anything else bubbling up wanting to be said? Yeah, Marie, go ahead.
Well, looking back on the quarter, a big thing was the writing retreat. But then since then, as I've been looking at that event, I realized that it's so well positioned in the overall year plan that I have for writers that I will continue to do an in-person retreat in June. So it's like bigger than the quarter, but it's good to look back and go, wow, that actually is perfect timing for where people are at to take them to another level.
Do you see what Marie's doing here too? Like, here's the big vision. Here's how it fits in with the quarter. I like that. Let's do more of that. And again, sometimes it seems like so obvious, but how many of us are actually doing this? So I want us to not only know it, but know it in our bones and then do it. Fantastic. Thank you. All right. And beautiful, beautiful example. All right. So I suggest that you do that after this call, and you can bring anything of that. You have an editor about it. You feel like you sat on the couch eating bonbons, or you have something to celebrate and you just want a space to celebrate it, or bring that to the Q&A call. This is a part of vision, right? What's my overall vision? How does it connect? Marie gave us such a great example of that. You know, what did I accomplish? What did I not accomplish? What am I proud of? What have I learned? What do I want to let go of? What do I want to take into the next quarter? So all of those things are there to serve and support you. You can ask questions about any of those things. And did I even know what my quarterly goal was? What was I trying to accomplish? And I want to give you an example of what we did for this quarter. This quarter was about creating and launching the Love Your Life program. I'm ecstatic. Here we are, you know? And so sometimes we have, I want to do these 50 things in a quarter. And then they all have a fraction of our energy and we don't actually get there. I mean, Jonathan has a clear, at least for the, he knows what he's going to be doing in the next couple of weeks of the first quarter. It's like, I am launching my company. Very clear, very one-pointed, one thing. You often want to do 10 things, but we can't pay attention to 10 things. Choose the one. That's what we did in this company. That's what we're doing. And then that's what we did. Does it always work out the way we want? Of course not. Am I ecstatic with what has happened? Of course I am. Overjoyed, right? And when we set that quarterly goal, like we did about the Love Your Life program, for instance, we need to know why we want it. So now we're moving from looking at the last quarter. And when we can be happy about that, and we find that, we work that, then what do I want in the next quarter? So when we were looking at that quarter, it was easy for me to have a big why about the Love Your Life community, because we're creating partnership, because we're creating win-win-win, because we like, wow, what's happening with you guys? Like, there's like rocket fuel. You feel like rocket fuel to me. I'm so happy for you. I'm so proud of you. That's what we envision. And I'm seeing you guys doing it. It's been amazing, right? So had a big, big why about it. And then we just did everything we could to do that. And the everything we could, that's a whole, you know, bunch of things, right? But with one intentionality, one clear focus, right? So let me see. I'm just trying to figure out. Oh, yeah. And I want to add, you know, actually, no, you don't need, you've got it. Don't need to add another piece about that. I'm just trying to decide which piece you need. I've got some notes here and what's the most important thing for where we are, because we've got to some of it through the back door. Yeah, we already got to this part, but it's in my notes. I'm going to take 30 seconds over this. You know, why do we get afraid to set goals? Why do we are we afraid to and go back to the vision retreat? There's more on that, right? Well, we're afraid of, you know, failing, right? There's fear. We're holding on to a past story. We didn't like how that last quarter went, so we don't want to go into the next quarter. You know, we have the wrong beginning or ending of a story. It's like, well, you know, if we think about, for me, 6 years ago, a couple of weeks ago, it's like, oh, the month started out well, and then my man died. I mean, I just, you know, and then we mark that as the beginning and that as the end. And then we have a story that's like, bad things happen and it's going to repeat. We're not choosing the right beginning and ending of the story. When my man passed away, it was like, okay, that's the beginning. It's not that I wasn't grieving. Of course I was. Of course. But it's the beginning of the next story. I'm headed over into a week-long retreat that I'm teaching. Community is gathering. We can do this. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, we get to choose the story. I chose that as a beginning. It didn't mean I wasn't grieving. It was, of course I was. But are we choosing the beginnings and the endings in ways that empower us? Heidi could have chosen, well, this is the beginning because I'm going to fight about the will. And, you know, no, don't choose that beginning. She didn't do any of that. But a lot of people do and wreck their entire lives about it. Heidi chose that was an ending and a beginning to the next level of what she's doing and a beginning of her deeper understanding of who she even is and what matters to her. Right. So choosing the appropriate beginnings and endings. Right. And then how we set that goal. I want to give you just 1 minute on this. First off, choose the word that works for you. I know that word goal, I really didn't like it for much of my life. I've made friends with it now, but I didn't like it for a long, long time because goals are the things that people have. For instance, it's like New Year's resolutions. I didn't like that word either because we all know that New Year's resolutions are those things that when I used to go to the gym, everybody would be there for 6 weeks and we all knew the gym would be crowded for a while and everybody would go away. And it's just like, what's the point? You know, resolutions are like that. Goals felt like that to me too. You know, here's the 5,000 goals, but people don't actually do them. But find the word that resonates for you. These are my goals. These are my intentions. I did a private session for a couple of hours with one of our alumni years ago. I still remember it's how I remember this training the most is, you know, we spent a big chunk of that couple of hours just, you know, she's like, goals, they don't work, but plans. She made plans for her family all the time. And when she made plans for the vacation, for instance, everything always happened because she was really good at making plans, hated goals, but really good. Like here's the intention. She did it because plans are going to happen. So choose the word that works for you. Goals, intentions, plans, they all have a different resonance. And if you hate the word and then throw the baby out with the bathwater, I'm not going to make goals because they never, whatever, then make plans, you know. Choose the word. And how specific, how general, again, I'm going to reference all the training on envisioning that will help you with this because it's just vision is everywhere. Now this is a quarter, a vision for this quarter, right? How specific, how general can we be? You know, how specific can we be? Sometimes if I get specific about, you know, to be honest, like is it okay if I like, it might be, this is really personal to me, but can I share this one with you? Cause I think you guys will get it. Tomorrow I leave for Edmonton. It's really emotional for me. A lot going on. Last time I'll see the house that I grew up in. And so whether it's a day or quarterly planning, when I start thinking about the details of it, my stomach starts to hurt even now. Just getting ready to leave tomorrow. I am not ready to envision that in specifics, even though I'm actually going to be doing it this afternoon. It starts to make my stomach churn because it's so emotional. But I can. So the best vision for me about today, for instance, is I know I'm going to take care of my daughter in this. I'm going to pack and take all the right things. I'm going to let go of what I don't need. I'm going to pack light. I'm going to make sure I get a good night's sleep. Like I can go to that. If I start saying, you know, should I make sure to bring my, you know, remarkable pad or not? Should I bring my computer? Maybe there's some work I should do, but then I've got to carry it. And can you see my mind start to spin? Mm-hmm. So how specific or how general can I be? If we never have specifics, we can't get there. One day I will have a great company. Doesn't have any energy, you know? But notice what happens in your body about it and be as specific as you can be and feel good. For a while, for instance, and Jonathan, can I reference you again? It's such a great example. Jonathan, for a while, didn't have a specific, I'm going to create my own company date. And for a while that, you know, could be painful, right? But then started forming the intention or goal or whatever you want to call it. It's going to be soon. Because that's a specific idea. And now, and with more happiness, it's actually bringing joy. He's going like July 15th, right? So notice about specific in general. There's more I could train on that, but I want you to notice that it's a profound and deep play, and it's your body will tell you. And Anna Maria, for instance, you could say, I'm going to get better and better at competing with my horse. Or you could say, I want to represent Ecuador in the Olympics, and I'm working with this trainer to get there, and I'm selling my farm. Do you know? Yeah. Anna Maria is ready for that specificity, and that's why things are happening. We want to get ourselves to a place where we can be that specific, but be gentle with yourself, like I'm being about my planning today. I'm not forcing myself to think about my computer or not right now. I'm leaning in, got support with team this morning. I'm getting different kinds of help, and I know that I will get there. And then I want to give you a different two words that Jennifer Deep Stratton, you saw her, some, you know, most of you, maybe all of you on the Success Panel. She's both a friend and my client. I've done some work with her as well. I love, you know, when you think about those different words, goal, intention, plan, she's the only one that I know that uses the words this way. She says intention, like I'm going to head west. That's my intention. For her, that's more general. My goal is to go to New York. She uses the words in that way. You can use them in any way you want, but specific and general. But if I know that for in her language, my intention is to head west, sorry, east, head east to New York, then if I accidentally end up in Salt Lake City instead of Denver or whatever it is, I go, oh no, I'm in Salt Lake City. I didn't hit my goal, you know, but I ended up taking a different route or whatever. My geography's awful. I probably have it all over the map, but I know that, you know, I'm heading east, right? I could be so upset that I missed my goal, but I'm still hitting the generality. I'm heading east. I know I'll get there. I'm heading east, right? So those are the way she uses those words. Intention is that general one. The goal is specific. You find what works for you in the way you speak about it, but know that there can be goals along the way, but are you hitting the intention? That's why we gave you an intention, a vision in the Love Your Life community. It's like, and that stage five, you know, $250,000 that's just a marker. It's just a way to mark a certain level of structures that we need to make, the work that goes out there in the world and so on, right? But it's a way to measure it, like, have I got there or have I not? And have I served people in that or not and so on, right? So, and then I can set goals along the route to that final place, right? I'm going to head east. And I can even have a more specific goal. I'm going to go to New York. Maybe I end up instead in Dallas because I took a wrong turn, or whatever it is, but I'm heading in that direction. I keep heading in that direction. Oh, wait, I got a course correct. I got to go north, right? Et cetera, right? I better not say more like my geography, U.S. geography. I'm going to really mess it up. You guys get the basic idea, right? Okay. So choose the word you want. Notice how specific you are. We work toward finding, like Jonathan did, alignment until he could have that specific date, because that's what's going to move his company forward and his life. And it's happening then right in how he spends the evening last night. All right. And I want to underline something else too, that was said earlier. Heidi was on saying it about what am I letting go of and what am I embracing? Those weren't her words, but that was the idea of it. What do I want to let go of and what do I want to embrace in my previous quarter? And I want to do that. You know, what am I letting go of? What was I tolerating maybe? I want to let go of that. This weekend, I'm holding an open house for relatives from 4 till 6 on Sunday. It is not going to be perfect. Because of certain structures in my family, I could not make it the perfect version that I would like. But it was either do it or don't do it, so that relatives can come by and take a special memento from my parents' home for the last time Sunday. Last time I'll have access to the house. So I let go of the perfection of it, and even what my mom might have wanted, because she loved beauty and perfection, in order to do it. I needed to let go of that, right? What am I embracing? I'm embracing family. I'm embracing that we'll be together. I'm embracing that my uncle said, for instance, like, oh yeah, the rug that in the back, at the back porch of my parents' place, that used to be my parents. That used to be my grandfather's, his father's. I didn't remember that. He did. So I'm really glad that that general intention of giving family access and gathering family together, and, you know, something of my parents' legacy, and just little things that are just things, but they will touch people's hearts. So you get it, like that, the generalized, the specific, and we head on in a direction that we want to go in that is aligned for us. All right. Okay, so I'm just going to leave with you with an assignment. Yvonne, you have access to the, and I'm going to leave it as an assignment, right? An assignment for you guys to do. And I'd suggest you do this before our, especially before our Q&A call on Wednesday. This is a great time to be asking follow-up questions about this, because the Wednesday Q&A call is about vision. Quarterly planning is about vision. And again, these things are connected. Stage one and stage two are interrelated, but for the sake of clarity, stage two, stage one vision is Wednesday, and stage two, big self stepping out there and actually doing it Tuesday. Don't worry if you have it for the wrong call right now. We won't be super specific about that, but you know, ask your questions. And here's what I suggest you do between now and then. First, read part of your vision to yourself. You could choose any of them, the 1 year, the love your life, or the 3 year vision. You could read part or all of it to yourself and ask yourself, why does this matter? If it doesn't matter to you, different vision, right? How can you find yourself in that vision? And again, we've given you with the five stages, a marker that's general enough. Hey, you're out there serving the world. That should come back to you. And what is it you want to create? We've given you a framework to pour in your own vision and your own life, right? So, you know, why does this matter to you? Then what's your biggest business goal in that? What's your biggest business goal in that? Is it specific? Is it clear? For example, the Love Your Life one, we gave you one, $250,000 is concrete and specific. It's something that you can go, yeah, I did that. You know, we just say, well, I'm going to uplift and enlighten people. Did we do it today or not? So how do we know when to celebrate? Right? It's just a marker. It's never about the money. In this group, of course, it's not about that, but it gives us a concrete marker, right? Then once I know that, what's my biggest business goal for the year, for instance? Then what's my goal for this quarter? Choose one. Oh, that's the big thing. Choose. I told you it was to launch the Love Your Life program. I'm really proud of what we've done in connection with you guys. It's, you know, amazing what we've launched together, right? So what's your biggest goal? Choose one. Then see, do they match up? Does what you want for that year match up with what you're doing this quarter? And you'd be surprised how often they don't match up. And also the exercise in having to name them to see if they even match up. Will this get me to that? Revise if it's not on track. And remember, it's not just about what we're going to be doing today and tomorrow and this week. Think of that boyish smile on Jonathan's face. It's like the best illustration of that, right? He's on track with that goal for the next, for this month, and what that brought to him in life joy. And then also even strategic, you know, relationships that can forward the business and so on, right? It's about our lived life now. Do they match up? Revise if it's not on track. And then those things I already said, what do I need to let go of to reach that quarterly goal? And what do I need to embrace to reach that quarterly goal, right? So that's what I suggest you do. Thank you, Yvonne. It's in the chat. And Yvonne, can we put that into Slack as well later on, so that, you know, we'll have that in your assignments channel. And one way to think of it, another way to think about it is like, what's the goal that would actually symbolize the fulfillment of that vision, symbolize and take me on route two? You know, so for instance, love your life. There was a lot of things going on with the team. I had COVID, for instance, right? We're like, wow, we booked Story Freedom a year ago. Let's offer that there. We had a lot of things to put together, but that will help us launch that. So that was that goal to do that at Story Freedom both symbolize that, like, and is a part of that. And it takes us directly into that thing that we wanted, you know, as a company and as a team and myself personally, we wanted that for you. Make sense? So what's the goal that would do that? And then also the last thing you can be thinking about, like, who do I need to be? This is last, but absolutely not least, is crucial. Who do I need to be in order to do that? You know, and that has to do with what I'm letting go on and what letting go of and what I'm embracing. And Jonathan, I want to turn to you again. Like, one of the things that you need to be, that you had to be to set that date, is you had to know your own gifts. You had to have faith that you could do this on your own, but also not alone, that you were not alone. You had to know that you could choose your own life and it could be done now. You had to not, had to let go of anything that made you want to procrastinate. Like, we could write a whole page just on that. And I hope that's okay that I shared those things. That should be obvious about anybody who'd set that goal, right? Make sense? Right. What do I need to let go of? What do I want to embrace? And who do I need to be? Because we are always growing and becoming more and more of ourselves. Who do I need to be in order for that to come about? So I suggest you do this exercise. I suggest you get a buddy in this community that you can walk through these questions with. Connect with each other in Slack and set an hour where you're walking through these questions together. Do your best to do your work that you can do and then that you can do with a buddy. Because then by the time you bring the question to me, I can help you at that level. Makes sense? Like, if it's like, and all questions welcome. If you go, Michelle, I have no idea what my 3-year vision is, I'm just at a loss. There's no wrong questions. Come where you are. But if you spend an hour trying to figure it out and you go like, I really don't know, but I spent this time and it's something about this, I can help you better, right? And if you go, here's my, like, and you think of Anna Maria's vision that was so beautiful. She shared that. Thank you for sharing that at the vision retreat, right? Then it's like, okay, that's what it is. Then I can help you more because there's more there. No editors about where you are, but when you do it on your own, you do it with each other and then bring that question to me. Fantastic. I can help you there. If you need help at any level, bring that question and I'll help you where you are. If you go, I don't even know where to start. I'm really confused about this quarterly goal. I don't think anybody's there, but and the 1-year vision, will you explain it to me? Then that's your question. And that's perfect too. But the more you can do with a buddy on your own, and then you post that question, remember 24 hours in advance so I can think about it for you. Then we can take this and actually move it into the world. All right. Any points of question, like, because it's time for us to wrap up now in just the next couple of minutes. If you need to go, because it's right on the hour, of course, love you to bits. We'll see you next week. Any points of clarification, like, Michelle, I'm really confused. I don't want to leave anybody confused. Good to go? Okay. With that, whoever can remain in these last, because I know we're now at the 1 minute after the hour, just want to remind you that our high ticket virtual retreat 2.0 is coming up on this Thursday, right? Check. This is this Thursday, right? And we'll have Sales and Story Part 1, Part 2. So I hope you can be there live. If not, the recordings will be there for you. We're going to do a ton. You know, what's your big why for sales? Knowing what your big gifts are, you know, what's on the showroom floor, how to tap into that, understanding how to bundle to create your transformation, review of the offer creation retreat, some of the key points on it that will help us create that offer, you know, choosing what to sell first and the price points and packaging. We're going to touch on all kinds of things that will help you do that over the next month and so, so much more, all right? So just reminder to get those big rocks on your calendar. Reminder that all the work we do, it's all interconnected. It all will help you. And we're building that stage one, stage two work in the Love Your Life journey. And I think that's it. I think that's all I wanted to remind you about, to get those big rocks on your calendar, to have to play with this. If we're not having fun, we're not doing it right. Okay, she told me to do my vision. I hate this stuff, but no, that might be your question then. How do I actually find the joy in this again? That could be a great question if it's not joyful for you. Because it could be like our alumni who said, I hate goals. Oh, planning, I do that all the time. And her whole life has changed, right? Changed her results entirely. So all questions welcome. All right, we're going to wrap it up today. Great, great work, you guys. Oh my goodness. One aha, one inspired action, and aha, hey, what's opening for me? Have I noticed something that, because then I live my life that way. One inspired action. So it's not head knowledge, but we're actually moving it out into our world, making those changes every time we meet, like one action that I can check off. So I know I'm doing stuff, right? So Diane, you're in my upper left corner. One aha, one inspired action. You're up first.
Okay. I think one of the ahas that came to me was I've got a lot more to celebrate from the last quarter than what I even realized. So
Yes. Oh my goodness. Think of how differently that's going to set up your next quarter. This is one of these moments, completely different life. Thank you, Diane. Beautiful. What's your inspired action?
Start working on my goals because I need to start with the first quarter, like the next quarter.
Yes, exactly, which is why we're having this call, and it starts tomorrow. Hey, what do I actually want? You get to carve out your life, your company, your vision. Thank you for that. Yes. Jonathan, you're up next.
Yeah, so my aha moment was when we were talking about setting up goals or plans, was realizing that, you know, if you don't achieve all of those points that you're trying to get, that's okay, because sometimes like not achieving them will lead to something else that could be an unforeseen win, which I think is really awesome.
Exactly, which is right in, I ask you guys all to read The Science of Getting Rich, is right in The Science of Getting Rich. It's like, oh, and the man, he failed. He set everything up, he failed, but he didn't lose faith because he knew something even bigger was around the corner. And then a big, even bigger deal came that he never would have taken the first one ever. Your comment is exactly in line with that. And the gentleness we can find for ourselves and the ease of life and the breath that we have and the energy we have for our day, all of that and what you said, thank you. What's your inspired action?
My inspired action is to make a list of folks that I've worked with and enjoyed working with over the last 20 years and make a special effort to reach out to folks that I haven't worked with in the last 10 years. So rekindle some relationships that I enjoyed in the past.
Brilliant. I love it. You've got that same boyish energy about you, by the way. You just look, again, like you look 10 years later. It's so good. Fabulous action. Check offable, real, in line with your goals, your vision, what you want, and fun. Like, you know, like people that you loved working with. That's great. At least seems fun to me when you describe it, right? Fantastic. Anna Maria, you're up next.
My hand is that I am letting go of what I know and that I'm comfortable and what I'm comfortable with, or embracing and trusting my new magic of beginnings.
Oh, I love that. And trust, you know, everything you said here is so beautiful and right on point and owned because you're doing it. You're actually doing it. It's so beautiful. Those words come from a deep place. Yes. Thank you. And your inspired action?
My inspired action is, I mentioned last time that I have sent a letter to my partner about the farm. So he received the letter and we just have to have the discussion and the talk this in the next days. Yes.
Anna Maria, this is huge. Can you see how much this is aligned with her vision, right? And it's a step right on the path. Exactly on the path of your vision that you shared with us so beautifully a couple of weeks ago, right? So beautiful. Thank you. Yes. Yvonne.
I think the biggest takeaway for me today was the reminder of being in love with your past quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it was a hard quarter for me because of the death of my father. I know it was actually probably one of my better quarters. So
you hear what he is like, look, this is amazing, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is an amazing community to be in. And you said that, and it was not, this was not said from some surface place.
Mm-hmm.
What phenomenal power, what phenomenal alignment, Yvonne. Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you. And what I'm going to work on, I actually have the document open. I've been working on my vision. And so I'm going to continue to work on the assignment that you were talking about earlier. So
fantastic. Yay. Perfect. And remember, just like with Anna Maria, is one of the problems that Anna Maria could run into, or challenges, would be like, hey, this is so beautiful, I have to keep it fixed there, it's not going to move. No, it grows and it shifts and it changes and it's alive. So that's ongoing for all of us to work and play with the vision, so that you get to live your life on purpose. Your company is your own. You get to live in a way where you come to the end of your life and you go, yeah, what a ride, you know, because all the way along, we're celebrating, all the way along, we're on point with our lives and our companies. Thank you all. Fabulous, fabulous work today. Can't wait to see you for the Q&A calls next week, for the for our high ticket virtual retreat. Lots to serve and support you here. Lean in with each other. You've got your assignments ahead of you, and all of them are designed to serve and support you and help you get there in the shortest, easiest, most fun way possible. So have a great, great, great weekend, a great week, you guys. And I will see you next, I guess, on Tuesday. I think it is Tuesday, but check the calendar. I do the very same. Check the calendar. It's there. All right. See you really soon. Thank you for playing full out. Bye-bye for now.